way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Hello and welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with your host and hostess, Joseph and Carol Ann.
That one was a little different.
Did you like that? That was a little spur of the moment. That was just, I just went with the feeling, man.
I definitely didn't say I liked it, but it was different.
It's different, just like me.
That's good because a lot of the feedback we've been getting is that your introductions are where people turn off the podcast most often.
And yet you still look at me to do it every time.
I just hope you would think of something better. And you're trying now, so I appreciate that. And, you know, maybe somebody stuck out listening until now even, so that's good. So thank you. How are you?
Wonderful.
You look wonderful,
too. How are you?
I am doing well.
Are you?
Yeah.
You seem a little tired.
I'm tired, yeah. I didn't sleep good last night.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's all right. I lived.
We should probably go to bed early then.
Probably.
I love going to bed early.
You love sleeping in general.
It's true. I can't deny it. I love being in my bed all comfy cozy in my blankies.
You get enough PTO time. You should try and figure out a way to take it all at once where you can like hibernate for the winter.
Through the winter?
Yeah.
Sleep right on through?
Why not?
That would be kind of cool. I can't imagine the atrophy you would have after that though. How do grizzly bears do it?
Just like in The Matrix, we'll get you back up to speed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, I don't. That would be the only very bad downside to that.
Okay.
I wouldn't be able to handle the bleh afterwards.
Okay.
I had surgery before, and I couldn't, you know, exercise and run for 6 weeks. And afterwards, it was terrible.
Yeah, you were a shell of yourself.
I was struggling. It was tough.
And you look like a frail old lady.
Yeah, it took a long time just to, like, get back up to speed doing stuff again.
And here you are. So congratulations.
Geez, sorry.
Just saying.
I mean to bore you with my stories there.
Not boring me. You're boring everyone. I couldn't even say that was mean.
Like, that ever stopped you before?
All right, fine. I'll be mean this podcast.
it can't really be any worse than, you know.
Just you watch.
Okay. Bring it!
What do you got? You had a hot opener, you said.
I do?
That's what you said.
I didn't say that.
You literally, when you were coming up here, said, oh my God, I have something so good that I want to open with. And I said, cool, I had something, but if yours is that good, I will let you go first. So go first.
You know what's funny? Anyone listening knows that none of that could possibly be true. Because that would mean I actually prepped for this show. And let's face it, we all know I don't do that.
Yeah, it's well, they just listen. They know. I mean, you don't have to. Somebody's listening to this.
The best ones
going,
are just completely, totally spontaneous.
Yeah, people don't listen to this and go, she's got her shit together. That where does she get this material? Because she clearly is putting in the work.
Nope.
There's a
anyone
lot
who's
going
ever
into that.
Met me has never said, wow, she's really got her shit together.
Yeah, not just podcast people.
Nope, this is it, people. This is how I am. This is my whole life, right here. This is how we run. So what do you got?
You had the hot opener.
Again, we just talked about how false that whole statement was you just said.
No.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Okay,
it's not a hot opener at all. However, all right. This was something that really kind of caught my eye.
Was it my new haircut?
No, it was not your sexy new haircut, dear.
I said it was snazzy, not sexy.
I don't care what you said.
Okay, fine.
I wasn't quoting you.
I do look pretty good right now.
Right now?
Yeah. It'll grow.
It's got the really nice hard, sharp part.
That's called a hard part, not a hard, sharp part. It's not an HSP. It's just an HP.
Listen, I call it whatever I want, and it's not a printer or a laptop.
I call it shark tooth. Sharp tooth, damn it. All right. What do you got? Caught your eye.
Do you want to know that exercise is more important than weight loss for a healthy life? Think about that for a minute.
I am right now as you talk. But they don't want to hear me think.
Exercise is more important.
Exercise is more important than weight loss.
Yes.
So what is this study saying? That it's more important to be active, to build muscle, have cardiovascular activity than necessarily be skinny?
Correct.
I just nailed it.
Yeah. I mean, and that's pretty much, you know, I don't want to say what everyone says, but that's goes along with the whole, you know, skinny is not necessarily healthy, right? Mm-hmm. You can be super skinny, but still be an absolute mess.
Like maybe one of our recent podcast guests.
So, however, in this new study indicates that consistent exercise,
mm-hmm.
keyword being consistent.
Yes.
Not weight loss contributes more towards a healthier and a longer life, which totally makes sense.
Does it give any guidelines for what they consider consistent exercise? I mean, obviously over time, but I mean, is it like 2 times a week? Is it blah, 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 blah? Does it say anything?
Does it say blah, 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 blah?
Was it written in French?
Blah, blah, blah. It's just blah. It was written in Transylvania.
It was written in Dracula.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Exercise, blah, blah, blah.
Let's see.
It's going to drain the blood out of this podcast if we keep doing
it. Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't. And the article that I read doesn't really break down what they quote-unquote qualified as consistent.
But regular exercise over time is better than being thin. So a lot of people
Correct.
Have the goal of being skinny and thin.
Right.
A lot of people just want to be that way because they don't like the way they look, though.
Right.
And that's
Correct.
A battle that I face.
What?
I hate the way I look. You know this.
Right. I know, but it's ridiculous.
No, it's not. But I guess that's proving somewhat of a point because I can still get out there and do stuff. And I still somewhat maintain a base of activity. Not as much
yeah,
as
it's
I
more
used
important
to.
How you feel.
Right. But I would rather feel thin and continue to do that. So.
You know what? I don't know that anyone ever feels thin.
If I told you I have before in my life. Would you believe me?
I shouldn't say that. Okay. I guess some people
yeah.
do, especially, you know.
People like you who've never not been thin.
That's not true.
Okay.
In my lifetime, as an adult grown up, I've probably had a 40-pound, not 40 pounds. Wait, pregnancy doesn't count. So
exactly.
let me think for a second. 20 pounds within a 20-pound range.
Yeah.
But when you're only 5'3", 20 pounds is a lot.
I would like to lose 20 pounds right now.
But I don't know that
like
I've
during
ever
this podcast,
thought,
I would love to lose 20 pounds. That is.
How is your
though.
Consistent exercise going?
Not that well. I get out and do stuff. I still don't like running anymore, but I'm trying.
I was say you went out this morning though.
Yeah,
I didn't ask you how it was. Any
it
good chance?
It was okay. I'm getting there. It's a well, mental thing with me, as we've talked about.
Yeah. Plus, you didn't sleep well, so that doesn't
I
help.
I slept
here.
Like poo.
Poopy doopy.
But I had really wild dreams.
Did you?
Yeah.
Were you in the basement again?
There wasn't basement stuff. The last there was two epic dreams I had where one Pennywise was in the basement.
Yes.
And he was just chilling. Like he wasn't like hanging out like we weren't having a beer together kind of chilling. He was just there. And he'd kind of watch
Dwelling
you when
in
you
the
went
basement.
There. But
in the shadows.
We were on okay terms. Like I would say if I went up to him and like said, what's up, and did the fist bump, he'd probably do it. He wouldn't be happy about it probably, but he'd do it. But mm-hmm. he wasn't attacking us.
I see.
In this dream.
Okay.
And then the more recent one, Joe Rogan was in the basement with us, or with me. You weren't around. It was a sausage fest. I don't remember what we were doing. I just remember being down. I don't remember it now at this point. I think I remember when I woke up more. But
now I think this is my interpretation. You, one, spent too much time in the basement. Two, you clearly spent too much time with Joe Rogan because now he has replaced me in your life, in your dreams.
I don't know if he's replaced you. It was just a guy's night out kind of thing.
I see.
So, but yeah, I had some funky dreams again.
Okay. Now, was there anything you remember from last night? Because those were both prior. Any more basement
dreams? Yeah, you know
dreams?
What? It's funny because I was thinking about during the day. Like, I can, like, I picture it, but I don't know how I would describe it. Not that it was that bizarre. It was just weird sets of circumstances and strange things, yeah.
Which dreams usually, well, quite often are.
Yeah, but, I mean, mine really go sideways sometimes. And not in, like, bad ways at all. It's just all kinds of different directions. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure novel that like was poorly written and the pages got messed up during publishing. And so it says, oh, you choose this. Go to page 37. And 37, what should be there, is really like page 52. And so the story just goes sideways completely.
I see.
Yeah.
Kind of like my life.
Yeah, I guess. I'm sure.
This is all going sideways.
We're almost married 15 years. I'm glad to hear that update. Thanks.
Yeah, well, yeah, a lot of things have gone sideways even in the last 15 years.
I thought of a new phone that they should make.
Uh-oh.
One that is both iPhone and Android compatible. Wouldn't that be great? that you could use everything, both functions, all features of both platforms in one phone?
I guess.
I think it would be. Because there's a lot of benefits to Apple and there's a lot of benefits to Android.
You see, and that's the thing. I don't really see one being that much different than the other.
Well, I thought it would be great to name it the Biphone.
Yeah,
considering the days we're living in right now, it would be very accepted. And it's a perfect name for combining two different platforms.
There you go.
The Biphone.
So, like, those phones that, like, they sandwich, right? And you unflip them, and it's like a big screen.
Yes.
You could have Android on one side and Apple on the other.
That's the Biphone.
The Biphone.
I'm gonna market that.
Mm-hmm. You work on that, trying to get the two worlds to conjoin.
Yeah.
It can be the conjoined phone.
The conjoined? No, I like Biphone better. We had a silly incident earlier today when I came downstairs from my home office down to your home office.
This is what you get for walking into my office.
You were just sitting at the table doing work, and I said, "Man, it's cold." And you just like shook your head, which you would normally do. You maybe not say something, you'd be just like, "Yeah." And so I went over to put my hands on you, and because my hands were very cold.
Right. Not noticing that I'm just staring at my screen.
Yeah. I thought you were ignoring me. and I said,
"Or that I
can I put my hand on your butt?" And it's no sooner did I say that did some dude's voice on your conference call pipe up saying something. And I'm like, God, you're on mute, don't you? Luckily, you're on mute. But you had said that right after that, they were talking about some report or something that needs to be set up somehow. And what did they say?
Oh, yes. Right after you said that, one of my coworkers then said, yeah, that's a good place to put it. That's fine.
Yeah.
Because they were discussing where to put a shared file.
Yeah, there you go. Can I put my hand on your butt? So I will make sure that you're not on a call before I talk again. going forward, here to within.
Yeah. Usually barking dogs are routinely accepted on our calls, but I'm not sure talk like that would be.
Okay. Well, if you want to find out, I can come back down and talk freely the next time you're doing that.
No, it's all right. I'm good.
Fine.
Next time you shouldn't just barge into my office like that.
Little two COVID updates. YouTube has banned all anti-vax material from their platform.
Really?
Yes. Just flat out banned it. Took it down, everything.
Hmm.
People's channels were removed, just because it's anti-vax. Which is fucked up. They're just censoring.
Yeah.
I don't like
That's bad.
I don't like it. Not that I'm on YouTube, but I mean, it happens on Twitter, it happens on Facebook, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got to, find some. There's other things out there, too. I know Parler was trying to be the non-politically correct platform, but they were on the Amazon Web Services, and Amazon was just like, no, you're shut down now.
Yeah.
And then they finally came up, but they have to censor now, I guess. And there's this other site called Gab, which is fucking bonkers shit sometimes. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like
I've never even heard of it.
The rightest of wing people kind of shit, conspiracy stuff and everything.
Oh,
like
geez.
That. Yeah.
That sounds like it's right up your alley. You love reading conspiracy theory stuff.
It's too much for me sometimes. Like, I'll look at it and I'm like, this is beyond the scope of what I really want to let sink into my head.
Hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, YouTube banned all that, which is kind of crazy.
That is. I don't know.
Got rid of it.
Whatever happened to freedom of speech?
Well, that's the dilemma on this, is that, yeah, you can say what you want wherever you want, but they're a company, they're a platform, and they can technically
determine what's on their site. So you can walk around and say anything you want, but you can't.
Yes. It's not, a street in America where you can say anything you want. It's their platform, so they are controlling what's happening on there, which sucks.
Yeah.
So maybe we should, in addition to creating the Biphone, come up with a YouTube alternative. Yeah, YouTuber. I'm going to try this one more time. YouTube alternative.
I think there is one, isn't there?
That's not good enough. We don't know about it.
So but I'm not very, savvy like that.
Okay.
Like, I didn't even know about this weird Gab thing.
Yeah, Gab is. Yeah.
I don't have time for all that kind of nonsense.
One of our dogs is farting significantly badly right now.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I'm so used to it because I'm always with them.
It smells like we're making sausage.
I know.
Ugh.
What do you think we should do about it?
We just got to tough it out. We're going to have to just get through this podcast, and then you will downstairs, and the dogs will follow you, and I will be free of their stench.
Is there doggy gas sex?
Well, for a dog named Hank, who's giant, you can probably just give him gas X. It doesn't have to be dog specific. He's a big human being.
No, there are certain stuff they can't have.
Okay. I don't know, but we can look into it, I suppose, because damn. But there's a new...
Because I don't want to have to try to change their food.
In Japan, there was a new side effect of the vaccine that they discovered.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Is this for real, or
this
are you
is
just
for
pulling
real.
My leg?
It's a true story. And this is I'm not pulling your leg on this one. It's the latest bizarre side effect published in a medical report in Doctors in Japan. They revealed a mysterious condition associated with a disease called restless anal syndrome. That again was restless anal syndrome.
Does that mean you can't sit on your ass? You can't sit still?
This individual began to suffer deep anal discomfort in the area between his anus and genitals. Hashtag taint. And they gave him a colonoscopy to see if something was going on. Nothing. He didn't have spasms or anything. It was just really sore at times. And the only thing that they can attribute it to is the COVID vaccine. No, COVID vaccine.
Vaccine. Yeah. Sure. That's what they can. The only thing they can contribute it to.
I'm saying. Well, maybe it is the vaccine. It's not the vaccine. I'm sorry. I misspoke. It's just COVID. Yes. Restless anal syndrome. How do you like that?
And how is it anal?
Well, it has to do with the anus. So.
Well, no, you just said it wasn't.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they can't call it restless taint syndrome. That's not going to... That's not a medical term. Would that be restless perineum syndrome? Is that what that space is called there? I don't know.
I can't go on this conversation. I just can't do it.
Yeah, so they gave him a daily regimen of some like Klonopin to help him relax his anal muscles, and he's continued to improve after 10 months of treatment.
10 months.
10 months.
Of treatment.
Yeah. So, yes. If anybody's experiencing that
gay?
And you were wondering what's happening, wow. Well, I'll edit that out, folks. Don't worry.
Legitimate question when you're talking about that region.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he's... I don't know his sexuality, and I don't know that it's relevant to this conversation.
It sounds like it's relevant to his medical condition.
Yeah, well, it ain't none of your business, so don't worry about it. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. I came across that, and I thought it was pretty damn entertaining. I'm going to do a new thing here.
You're going to double-cross your legs?
A couple tidbits, yeah. I was doing a Sharon Stone from that movie. Damn it, I couldn't think of the movie. What was it called?
Not seriously asking me any name of any movie. I know what you're referring
to.
Yeah,
man, I can't. But I want to do some This Day in History stuff here. So each time we record, maybe a couple little tidbits of stuff that's happened
on this very day. You abandoned your original snippets.
That's not true. I only had one. I had two. So, a couple things. Are you interested?
I'm always interested in what
history?
You have to say, dear.
Okay.
Not really.
In 1955, actor James Dean died. Did you ever see any of his movies?
Snippets, not a whole movie. Yeah.
I think we had to watch Rebel Without a Cause in film school. Or film school. Yeah, I went to fucking film school. Film class in high school. But yeah, he died. He died in a car accident, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So, James
Dean died. Was it a car accident? Was it a motorcycle accident?
It was a moving vehicle.
There you go.
Accident.
It was a vehicle. A
vehicular issue. Also, in 1946, the Queen Mary, the ship, set the record for crossing the Atlantic the fastest.
And how fast was the fastest?
I don't know. It was like 3 days and like 15 hours or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Something. It was like that. 3 days, 15 hours or something. Right around there.
I feel like it would take longer than that.
Well, that's why it was a record. Think a record's going to be slower? My God.
Don't say duh.
Don't say duh. Does a bad word.
Is that nice?
No, but the Queen Mary is sitting, and it has been for a while now, in Long Beach, California. It's like an attraction now. It's docked there as like a museum kind of thing.
Cool.
And I remember when I traveled to Long Beach for work, when I went running in the morning right along the shore there, it was right across the, I don't know,
the
docks or whatever from where we were, yeah. 1981, Sandra Day O'Connor, first female in the Supreme Court. I really thought, and most people probably did at that time, back then, at least maybe even years prior, that once they got the right to vote, that would be the end of it. Like, women can vote, fine. Never should a woman have ever been on the Supreme Court. Then we end up with fucking Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and we got this fucking Amy Baloney Barrett or whatever her name is, all these wackos. Never. This should be a lesson. No more women on the Supreme Court. It doesn't work out.
You're trying to get lynched, aren't you?
It's not a racial thing, Jesus. She was a white woman. But no, I think women have enough rights. That's the end of it.
That we have enough rights?
Yeah, maybe.
Well,
even
yeah,
too
because
many.
We have all of the rights that you do. So yeah. What other rights are there?
And I rephrase my statement and say you have too many rights. Yeah. No more women in position of power, especially when it's judicial power that can create laws or amend laws or anything like that for this country.
Okay.
I'm going to run for office on that platform.
Good luck.
You'll see.
Might get Trump in your corner.
Yeah, right? Women are the worst. The worst.
I love women, though.
Yeah. Grab them. I won't say it. And this one I really appreciated. In 1965, there was a coup.
Gucci coup?
Yep, Gucci coup in Indonesia.
Okay.
And this, I think it was like a communist type group that tried, I don't think they really, maybe they kind of took it over, but it failed ultimately. But they
commies.
Were called, what do you think they would be called?
The commies.
No, they wasn't that obvious.
Oh.
But it was obvious, but not obvious. I think they need better PR people.
Sickle people?
Just for the sake of, you know, spontaneity, maybe. Because they were called the September 30th movement. That's what they named themselves.
Did it start on that date?
Yep.
Okay.
So if you're building up this coup in this communist party there, clearly people know about it. The government probably knew something was up. It'd be like, we better find out about this. What are they called? September 30th movement? What does that mean?
When
are they going to attack?
Someone took a poop.
Why would you name your movement on the day that you're planning on taking things over? There's no element of surprise.
Did it work?
No, they failed.
Oh. Why?
Because they're dumb.
Because they saw them coming. Yeah.
On September 30th, the military was on DEFCON 5. They were guarding everything. Yeah. So that's that. That's what happened on this day in history.
This day in history. All right. We got to get you some music for those segments.
Yeah, I'll put something together.
Some good, you know.
This just came to me today.
Good historical sounding music.
Yes. Maybe for each topic we can have, right? I can have something for, if it's Indonesia again, I'll get some native Indonesian music. Probably a lot of sitars and like. That weird Buddhist
what just
shit.
Happened to
that
you?
Weird Buddhist grunting or whatever they do. Something like that, I think. We'll see.
You'll see?
Yeah, there's nothing left to do but see. You see?
If you say so.
So, yeah. What do you got? Anything exciting?
Anything exciting? I always have exciting stuff.
This sounds exciting.
Facebook Marketplace.
I think anything I come up with will be better than this. Including a Gregorian chant again.
Don't you ruin my Facebook Marketplace post music with your chant.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
All right.
What do you got
and
this week?
And now on to a lighter segment.
You want to talk about coups?
For our Facebook Marketplace post, I went with something a little silly today because I think this is kind of weird. Now,
and?
We have, canines and felines in our home.
Yeah, we should really draw the line on how many animals we have.
Yeah, I'm not particularly fond of the felines, but whatever. But if you fancy cats, you may want this item today. It is a cat butt cookie cutter. That's right, you heard me. It's a cat butt cookie cutter. Hmm. And if you're wondering exactly what that would look like, it looks like a cat's backside. So it's got legs and the tail
and, the
and of course, a good old pucker in the middle
it's
of the cookie.
It's got the
yep
the puckered up.
And that's the little X crossed. It's a 3D printed cookie cutter made from biodegradable PLA. It's a 4-inch tall, and it's hand wash only, please.
Oh,
all
sure.
materials used are made in the USA. If you want to order three or more, you can contact them, and they'll give you a better rate on shipping. So there you go.
Let me ask you this. Why would you need three or more of the same cookie cutter?
I don't.
Especially when it's a cat ass.
Right, yeah. So for $7, you can get yourself a cat butt cookie cutter.
Maybe we should get that and do some for Christmas.
Cat butts?
Yeah. Why not?
A little poop mark in the middle.
Yeah. We always have fun decorating. We can get
We've got a boatload of cookie cutters.
Not a cat anus.
No, we do not have a cat anus cookie cutter. Hmm. And there's a reason for that.
Can you get that?
No.
Be a stocking stuffer, maybe?
You know what? I don't know if I want to spend $7 on that.
You're no fun.
Well, you could buy it.
You
want it.
You are a sucker of joy.
Oh, boy.
Britney's free.
Yay, free
Yay,
Britney.
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 Yay,
Britney.
Britney. Yeah, her father got kicked off of that conservatorship thing, which is cool, and she's trying to get out of it completely. What I don't
yeah,
get...
the whole thing is a weird situation.
Yeah, it's very weird, and I don't even pretend to understand what a conservatorship really is, but I think that her dad was probably doing dumb shit with her money and, you know, whatever, fine. Who are these fucking losers that can just hang around outside of a courthouse with free Britney signs all day? Go get a goddamn job.
Yeah, well.
My God.
Maybe they
There's
work
people sitting
evenings
there
or
listening
nights.
To her lawyer give updates on the case. Not even her. With signs and they're cheering. My God, people. Don't you have a family? There's somebody that needs a cat. Something they're responsible for so they can be home
there
taking care
go.
Of it. Jesus Christ. What are you doing today? I'm going to the Britney rally. Hopefully she gets freed. I want to be there when she's freed. Britney. Britney. Okay.
What was that?
Britney. Britney. Those are the people that are waiting outside of the courthouse with free Britney signs. Britney.
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 Britney. Yes. But she's free.
Wasn't she one of those Disney stars?
She
a Disney
was
star?
One of those Disney stars, old lady.
What?
Yeah, wasn't she one of those Disney stars?
They're Disney stars. Her and that Lindsay Lohan.
Was Lindsay Lohan? Was she a Disney star?
Yeah, I'm
she
pretty sure.
She was in
sure.
like Disney movies, I know. But I don't know if she was on like stuff. I don't know. I don't care.
What? so that doesn't make her a Disney star?
Well, Britney was on like that Disney Mickey Mouse Club show shit kind of stuff, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Who else was?
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I was going to say that was the only other one I could think of.
Was
the good old JT.
What's that other guy's name? Shoot.
I don't know.
I can't remember. There's more.
There were a lot more. Most of which we probably don't know.
Yeah. So good job, Brittany. You're free.
Yeah, the whole thing's weird.
As free as a bird now. Yeah. You know what? I find one of the most annoying things in the world. Go ahead. Fill in the blank.
Let me think. Annoying things in the world. Does it have to do with me?
It could, but not directly.
That's a shocker. Does it have to do with social media?
Does not.
Oh, because that's pretty annoying. Does it have to do with drivers on the road?
Nope.
Does it have to do with our government?
Nah.
I give up.
Okay. It's when you're trying to open a cheese stick and you can't get that little flap apart to get the cheese stick open. We just heard an audible dog fart in that pause, which was perfect. I wish it was a little bit louder because you would have heard it too. Great.
Oh,
so in about 10 seconds, we're getting freaking Agent Orange again here.
Yep.
Yeah, it's so annoying to me because that little sliver at the top, it's like, and especially if you've recently cut your fingernails, you can't get in there to open it up and to separate the slice, or the packaging, to get the cheese stick out.
I hate it.
I've taken knives to those packages many times to just cut it instead of trying to continue to struggle with that.
Can we talk about how strange it is that you, as a very grown man, eat cheese sticks?
How strange is it, Tom?
It's strange.
It's not.
You may be the only one.
Listen, a cheese stick is prepackaged, pre-portioned. You know how many calories you're eating. You know nutrients if you want to know all that stuff. But you grab one or two, you know what you're eating, and that's that. If you slice cheese, it's a guess. It's like a like an old-time bakery where they throw in like an extra like half scoop of flour or something. Like, yeah, it's close enough to a pound. You don't really know. I want to know. And cheese if I sticks. Slice cheese, like, you get a, one of those little bricks of cheese that says it, like, 8 servings, everything. I'm not going to get out and measure. Like, you have to eyeball perfectly to get the right serving size. I can't do that. I ain't got time for that.
Why do you eat so much cheese?
I don't eat that much, but when I have...
Clearly, you've got a relationship with cheese sticks. So you must eat a considerable amount of cheese.
I'm not going to lie. I do love the queso, okay? I don't know that I have a relationship with it. Any more than
like
I have
do.
A relationship with coffee.
Oh, I definitely have a relationship with coffee.
Well, then you're the one with issues.
I don't know.
I just
I
enjoy
think that's pretty
cheese. And I think most people do. And I think cheese sticks should be easier to open, especially because they're intended for kids, to your point.
Well, they make it difficult to open so that you don't overeat them.
You don't overeat them, really?
Yeah, you don't. You're after like 4 cheese sticks, you're like, I can't open another one of these. I just won't have it.
I don't
They're
think
too hard
it.
To
they
open.
They should make them easier to open. It should be like a drawstring or something that you can just like rip down and it goes down. Like, kind of like old school dog food bags.
Dude, I was just going to say that. If we're talking about those little rip things, mm-hmm. Can someone please let me know why they changed the packaging on dog and cat food?
Yeah.
Because...
We're looking at you, Purina.
It's all of them.
I know.
And I don't know why. What was wrong with the string? It had the string. You ripped it across, and boom, there it was open. Now
I don't know.
The bags are impossible to open. You need like a machete.
You know what it was? The glue lobby got a hold of them and talked them out of the string thing. And the string lobby, they were hurt because for many decades, they had a close relationship with animal food manufacturers.
Right.
And that was all gone. And that shows you how powerful lobbyists are.
That's
that
terrible.
They can change an entire industry.
Bastards. For the worse.
Yeah. But clearly, they sold Purina and all these other companies on it, and now we suffer. And they're
That's
probably
true.
Just rolling in money, man. The freaking glue lobbyists are just living at large.
I'm not sure why the glue lobbyists cared, because
they
still had
now.
To
use Because
use
now it's
glue
instead of string.
But it was glued before.
But now it's just glue. They monopolize the market. Don't you see? This is basic economics.
So you're saying that it uses more glue now?
It uses more glue now. Yeah.
I don't think it does.
I read a whole article. This was like a thing in the Wall Street Journal.
No.
And it's a shame, really, because it really just makes us struggle to open. It's like I said, it's like the cheese stick of the dog food world. And
pet
it's not
food.
Cool.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
You know how many pet food bags I got to open?
A lot.
More than I want.
I know. Those freaking Amazon or FedEx drivers, whoever they are, that drop off the Chewy boxes have to hate us.
Oh,
those
got
to suck to deliver. Ugh.
Uh-huh.
I don't like carrying them in.
No. Well, you figure it would be fine if it was just like one bag. Now, we buy
Well, some people might
large.
Just have one bag.
Yeah, we buy the large bags of the dog food and cat food, for that matter, because I don't like buying them more often than I have to. But so it... You know, even the big, okay, so the big bags of cat food are like 20 pounds, but the dog food is like 40 pounds, but they put both of those
mm-hmm.
in one box. Yeah.
You
they
know
get their workout.
You know who should get in on that racket? And they might already be the glue lobbyists. How are those cardboard boxes going to stay put together when you got that much weight in them?
Tape.
Tape is decoration. It's nothing.
It works.
It's glued as well, I bet.
Nah.
It's gotta be.
It's the Chewy box is just taped.
Nah.
They slap some tape on there and they're like, whatevs.
Nah. Big glue is everywhere and it's
I don't know why they don't just slap a shipping label like right on the bag of dog food.
I know.
Like, why does it even need the box?
I'm pretty sure it would get damaged in shipment though, so.
Really? Those bags are like bulletproof.
Yeah, it would totally get damaged in shipment, Brittany.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, there'll be dog food everywhere. And the dogs will be chasing the FedEx driver.
Nope, they do anyways.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to get to the Chewy box.
They would do it so much more, Brittany. Yeah, Brittany.
Oh my god. I'm sorry. I have to go now. It's been fun. It's been nice, but he's losing his mind. I think the lack of sleep is getting to him.
There's
I'm
so
not
many,
sure.
There's a lot of compounding issues here.
Yeah, more sleep.
Netflix is bringing back Tiger King for a second season. I don't know how or what they're doing, but I think it might have to do with that Joe Exotic guy being in jail partially too, but so we get to look forward to that. You know we'll watch it. You know everybody will watch it. Everybody watched the first one. Even as terrible and stupid as it was compelling TV.
Just because it was weird.
Yeah. Everybody watched it.
I guess.
It's silly for them not to bring it back.
I guess.
I can't wait to see
Joe
Exotic.
That's only because it was during a pandemic.
Yeah.
And that was during the like initial shutdown.
There was that same thing with that Don't Fuck With Cats.
Yeah.
Netflix, which was not even that good, but it held our interest, though.
No one would have, I shouldn't say no one, I believe that considerably fewer people would have watched either of those if the whole world wasn't shut down.
Yeah, probably.
And I hope that's never going to happen again, so I don't think we have to
worry
about
Tiger
King.
Season 2.
So weird.
Which I can't wait for.
No, I can wait. It should never really come out.
Might end on a high note. Do you got anything else?
Everything's on a high note, baby. No, I went to the gym before we did this, and I'm out of my Zoa energy drink, so I'm feeling kind of low right now after my spin class plus hitting the weights, clanging the irons.
If you're feeling kind of low about the dues you've been paying, doesn't mean too much to me. Lots of people have to make a legal living, and they can't decide on who they can be.
What in the hell are you quoting?
It's a Boston song.
It's bad.
I don't care about that. All right, I won't sing that. He's got a high voice. I don't.
Wow, don't do that again.
Yeah, so we went to the Bills game this past Sunday,
which
is a rare thing for us.
We usually don't splurge on that kind of a thing.
We were fortunate that your brother and his kids were here.
Yep.
Max and Lucy from the last podcast, if you listen to that. But a couple of people that were coming with him, they ended up not being able to make it, and we took the tickets.
It was pretty cool.
It was so much fun.
It was a great game to go to.
It was a great game. It was fun being around a bunch of dumbass people who are drunk and silly and high-fiving and everything. It was great.
It was. It was
fun.
I forgot
how much fun the atmospheres were there, especially when the Bills are good.
Right. I will say, though, I mean, as far as, you know, even, you know, some of the crazy fans that were around us, it was a good experience. They were, you know, reasonable.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody was there to have fun and watch the team.
Yes.
Some people overconsumed, but.
Yep, that happens.
As we were walking back to our car, we saw some big dude fall in front of us.
Oh, yeah, he fell hard,
and
too.
And then as he got up and was walking, like, across another aisle of cars, he's staggering and bumped into a car, and then he punched that car because he was mad that it was in his way.
Yep.
And his girlfriend was like, no, we don't punch cars. But even better was we were a little bit closer to the exit. There was some dude sitting on a tonneau cover of a truck.
Indian style. Not Indian. They
yes.
can't use that term anymore. I apologize. It was crisscross applesauce.
Me being an American Indian, I will say he was sitting Indian style. And he was sitting there, and there were two women trying to coax him down, and they were yelling at him. They were angry that he was up there.
And he just had his eyes closed.
Yeah,
and
he was slowly shaking
and said,
"No." The Lion King, just all zen and shit. And she's yelling at him. She goes, "Get off of my $700 truck cover, Kyle!" Which fucking made me laugh like hell.
We
I wanted to
dying.
Stop and watch the whole thing.
If he had any other name, but it was just Kyle.
Kyle, it's just perfect. Oh, God. Yeah. Kyle, if you're listening, good job, man. you gave us a laugh.
I don't know why she didn't just take off and watch him go fly.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what we see on the going into parking lots or in parking lots on our way out. Three ambulances.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. People party it up.
Yeah. People party it up at their Bills games in the parking lot.
They sure do.
Whew.
And I got a nice big fat red sunburn on my face. It was terrible. Now I'm peeling. I'm molting like a snake.
That's your own fault.
Snake Plissken.
I wore a hat.
Yeah, I should have. In hindsight. I should have used hindsight.
Should have used your hindsight. Just don't use your away vision.
I can't take that credit for that line. That is Michael Scott from The Office. We should have used hindsight. But that's that. We're done. And on a high note, the Bills game was awesome, and they absolutely destroyed the Washington football team.
Go Bills!
Go Bills is right. Until next week, my love.
Doo-loo.